Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the official Caps Church podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere.
What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I'm here with That Snack, Poly Cupcakes.
What's going on?
Caps fans, we've got a great episode for you this Thursday. We're actually live streaming on a Tuesday, so if you're catching us, you're welcome. For you new listeners, thanks a lot for joining in. Thursdays are where we break down some things that we want to pontificate upon. And my segment is called the Hockey Troll Hip Check. I will be talking about Wayne Gretzky and how the great one slander just needs to stop, Caps fans. It's not hip. It's not that cool. Like, chill the fuck out on that. And Polly, what's your segment going to be?
People scoring lots of goals in a single game.
All right. So, real compelling, big brain shit coming your way. I say we just, like, crack them open and get going. What do you think, Polly?
Yep.
One, two, three.
So, Cavs fans, we're going to cover this on Monday, but there has been quite a bit of league news. I mean, you know, we covered Bruce Boudreau, has been hired by the Vancouver Canucks. Dude, he's already got, like, an incredible wealth of shit that's out there on the internet of him talking about how he almost died in his first practice. He drops an F-bomb in the presser as he's leaving on a hot mic. Just, oh, fuck.
Just, like, the ultimate, like, dad noise, but saying fuck
instead. Dude, when I saw that, I fucking just started cracking up laughing. I couldn't stop for a solid 5 minutes. I mean, just classic babyface Bruce right there, man.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, so glad to have him back in the league in a head coach position. I wish him luck, and it seems to have paid off a good bit, considering the Canucks won last night on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's the refresher they need.
Yeah, and not only did they win, they smoked the tits off L.A. 4-0.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a good time to keep Oliver Ekman-Larsson on my fantasy lineup. But maybe not. We'll see. So on top of that, though, the Canucks did clear house a good bit. And GM, assistant GM, I think everybody's kind of out. And I do believe there's probably some more, but again, we'll get to that on Monday. Paul, do you have anything off the top of your head that you want to, that's kind of more recent, that you want to talk about?
Well, I just saw today that Robin Leonard is declining the invitation for Team Sweden
due
to health reasons.
Mental health reasons, so.
Did he?
Yeah, so it was just, I think he came out with a statement that said that, like, it's just not the best time for him. I didn't mean to, like, qualify that in a negative way, but, like, it wasn't, like, he's not, like, physically injured and can't go.
Yeah, I guess I didn't read it all the way, and I thought it was physical health because of COVID. I thought that's what it was, but you're probably right.
Okay. I thought it was just that he didn't. I thought I had read a statement on him, like him saying that he's just not in a good place right now to be doing that. But we'll note that on Monday's outline to dig deeper on that and give you all a more solid answer. but I guess I'm still vibing off of that Monday win.
Yeah, that was good.
Against the Ducks. It was an entertaining game. It was not a good game, I wouldn't say, by the Caps, you know. But how about that Ducks team, dude? They wheel, don't they?
They do.
They just come at you. And they don't seem to back down from physical confrontation either. I mean, that's a classic Pacific West Coast team right there. So I was watching – last night I couldn't sleep. I was watching the Sandbagger Invitational, the 10th one. And it was Zegras and Caulfield against Biz and Whitney. And Zegras is just a cocky fuck. Cole Caulfield seems like a really, like, down-to-earth kid. I don't know. I have this, like, hatred for Trevor Zegras. I think it's just his face pisses me off.
Well, hopefully he can change your mind with Team USA.
I hope so. I do. I really do. Because the kid's talented, I won't take away from that. That's for sure. But God, what a cocky fuck he is!
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I mean, I'd probably be an incredible piece of shit if I was an NHL player at age 18, 19.
Yeah, I'm sure you would be.
Oh, thanks, Paulie. but yeah. So I think we should just dive right into my segment. Let's make it a quick one here tonight, huh?
All right.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
All right, Caps fans, look, I'm just gonna put it out there. He's the fucking great one for a reason. We gotta stop the slander. Look, I understand that goalies in his era were coming into the third period, you know, 10 beers deep and half a pack of cigs in. All right, I get it. I concede the fact that it was much easier to score in regards to the goalies. But you could also two-hand a dude in the face and literally punch a guy as he's skating down the boards. So, as far as impeding play physically, it's a completely different game. You know, I hate to put a basketball reference in here, but it's like Jordan in the Bulls versus LeBron today.
Yeah.
And we all know LeBron James is one of the biggest pussies on earth.
Yeah, I think he's real soft, especially for how big he is.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, show me a damn near 300-pound man that's like 100 feet tall getting carried off a fucking professional sport arena for cramps, and I will show you the biggest pussy in the world, whose name is LeBron James. Look, basketball players are pussies anyways, but like, this is just ridiculous. I mean, that's the ultimate, like, what the fuck's going on, man?
And they weren't in the Jordan era, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, that was like, people were allowed to like kind of throw the bows around and get a little, you know, bump and grind in the paint there. I mean, you're going to the paint, you're either going to get a bucket or you're going to be on your ass.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, this is a really good comparison you're making here. And I would say just to to hockey's benefit, at least even though the physical game has changed, unlike basketball, it is still a factor.
Yeah.
but it's still a good point that the guys who were playing in the 80s and the 90s had to deal with a whole different set of defense that the guys today don't have to.
Right. So let's just go. I'll break this down a few different ways. And first, I think that we'd be remiss if we didn't cover the rules. And we've kind of touched on it here, right? You could clutch and grab. You could really hold people. You could. The rule used to be within 5 feet of a loose puck, you were allowed to be absolutely cleaned out. So all loose puck battles could result in literally someone getting killed. Today's hockey fans, and you know, no offense to the young hockey fans out there, but I see a lot of young hockey fans complaining over some of the softest baby shit plays I've ever seen. And other sort of like, well, that should be interference and he should be suspended for that. And like, that's boarding and things like that. Every single one of those in the 90s was 100% legal.
Yeah.
Plastering a guy in between the numbers, if he didn't fall over, it wasn't a penalty. You could plaster a guy between the numbers. Open ice checks to the head. I mean, head contact wasn't even an emphasis until 2005. And even now it's not. And I mean, people are up in arms about how it is now, right?
Yeah. Just ask Paul Kariya.
Exactly. I mean, Paul Kariya is an incredible example. Watch that replay. He doesn't remember scoring that goal after being killed on the ice by Scott Stevens. If you look at, literally go to Google right now, look up top 10 hits in his NHL history. Scott Stevens has like four of them, and they're all dirty as fuck in today's standards. They're all to the head. They're all like chicken wing elbow straight to the head or shoulder straight to the head. It didn't matter. I mean, as long as the only time that you were going to get called is if the principal pointed, if you extended your arm, basically.
Yeah. This is extending your arm, but if it was a cross check.
Right. Like, I mean, like extending your arm at the elbow. Like, you could chicken wing out and just clip people in the head back in that time. And I mean, this is as recent as me playing high school hockey. You know, I'm dating myself here, but like, I graduated in 05. That was pre-lockout. I mean, it was perfectly fair game to catch somebody with your shoulder in the head in high school.
Yeah, and I think even I saw some of that because as the NHL changes it, it takes time to filter.
Right. I mean, they pilot all of this stuff at the youth level and just to see how it works, like in juniors. But when the NHL makes the... 2005 was different because it was such a quick shift in how the game was played.
Yeah.
Quick and immediate. Which was probably the biggest... quickly the game has changed in our lifetime. Now, another thing that we have to consider that made Gretzky's job harder to score, you know, a lot of the plays that you see that are great from Gretzky start on his own end of the ice, right? That and like deep cycles. So like cycles where they've controlled the puck for a long period of time or, you know, but his rush plays where he's carving through the whole team, that all starts in his own end, like his side of the red line. And the reason for that is because there's a two-line pass rule. So, you know, let's harken back to 21 years ago and don't know if some of you younger whippersnapper hockey fans remember this, but you were not allowed to literally pass the puck past two lines. So if you were in your own zone, you had to skate the puck out to the blue line to make a pass in the neutral zone, or you would have to pass to a guy who's on your side of the red line. You know, that is a hard-fought 20 feet to the next blue line.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine having to play hockey where you pick the puck up on the top of your circle and you see a guy who's open on the other side of the red line and you can't make that pass?
Right. Open behind the D.
Yeah. Like, that is a big part of today's breakaways.
Yeah, and today's game in general. There's always the threat of the stretch pass.
Yeah.
there literally was not such a thing as a stretch pass pre-2005.
Yeah.
Like, just let that sink in. I know that's, you know, you want to pile on Gretzky, but he had to work from his own zone, from his own side of the red line, in. He wasn't able to, you know, and he carried a lot of those pucks in. I mean, that's where his highlight goals come from. Same with Lemieux. You know, I don't want to give any love to that dickhead, but, you know, that is a huge rule change. It was one of the biggest rule changes of, you know, other than, hey, we're going to cut down on killing each other. Other than that, I think that as far as, like, the gameplay of hockey, the two-line pass elimination was great for the game. I mean, look how much it has opened up the game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're getting to the stage now where two-line passes are, like, the lore of yesteryear. And I think that people just need to realize that Gretzky thrived in that era.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's a really good point. And I think a lot of people can learn from hearing you say this because, like you said, a lot of people have never seen this.
Right. It wasn't like Gretzky had a full head of steam and was able to just, like, catch a couple defensemen flat-footed, and that's what's getting him those goals. He literally had to start with the puck on his own end of the ice and skate it out when, and you know, that's up to 30 feet of response time against athletes who in this era were being drafted as monsters. You know, if you were a large defenseman, I mean, you were in. You know, if you could skate and were huge and could hit and fight, you were in. So, you know, you're basically going up against cavemen with a stick in their hand. And obviously you could play the hands. I mean, look at the gloves, and we're going to get into the equipment in a second here, but look at the gloves that hockey players during Gretzky's time wore. They went all the way up to the elbow. That's not on accident, bro. Like, they did that because you were getting two-handed on the hands every time you touched the puck, just enough to slow you down so that they could line you up with the body. And then this dude's weighing, like, you know, I mean, average 250 was not uncommon as a defenseman in the NHL during this time, I don't think. 220 was probably the norm.
Yeah.
Now, who's 250 in the league right now? Chara? Weber? Yeah. A handful of guys?
Yeah, I mean, not even Ovi, right?
No, Ovi's probably around 230. Tom Wilson isn't 230. Yeah, he's a solid 220, I would say. So just perspective there. And not only that, like, they're huge and they're hooking you, right? So they're probably like 6'2", 6'3", so Ovechkin's height, but just thick as fuck and able to hook as long as their feet are moving, as long as they could keep their feet moving. And that was always, like, when I was growing up playing hockey, the entire emphasis around playing defense and playing hockey was keep your feet moving, keep your feet moving. You'll never get a call if your feet are moving because you can hook and you can hang on. You can basically water ski behind somebody as long as your feet were pumping. And you could do anything into the hands at that point. You know, you could can opener somebody, but if your feet were moving, you likely weren't going to get a call against you.
Yeah, last year, I was feeling really depressed when the, depressed is a strong word for this situation, but I was pretty down when the Avalanche got eliminated. Right. So I went back and watched their old cup videos.
Yeah.
And
I mean, hooking around the waist, like.
I was watching these games and I was just like, oh my God, how was half of this game not a penalty?
You used to be able to hook guys. Okay, if you got beat on the outside, you used to be able to hook guys around the waist, slow them down, and then just drive your body into them. Like, basically reel them in, you know, pry them in, kind of like in lacrosse when you get somebody in a triangle, and just drive them into the boards. That was completely legal. And, you know, okay, make the argument today's NHL, whatever, whatever. But, you know, Gretzky's stride, and now we'll get into the equipment that he was using at that time was a lot different. Those gloves that he wore were basically like wood, like wearing wooden planks. Everything was a lot heavier, okay? He didn't wear a face shield. He had basically the equivalent of like a plastic bag over his head for his helmet. And the pads themselves were just made of like cotton and hard plastic. Like nylon wasn't really even a thing. And then the biggest distinguishing factor for me is he literally had his own stick called the Gretzky. It was the Gretzky aluminum stick. You know, it was the one that he used. It didn't flex at all. That was the whole fucking point. It was a stick that you literally, you know, talk to any old head hockey player. I guarantee they have an aluminum shaft sitting around because it will never break. You will never break that stick. Now imagine getting cross-checked by that fucking thing or slashed at with that thing.
Yeah, no thanks.
No. There's no give in that, dude. So that thing doesn't really flex, and he's basically out there playing with a piece of metal and trying to, like, you know, shoot it past these goalies while retaining control. The sticks probably weighed 2 to 3 times more and were feel-wise night and day. I don't even think I could play with a wooden stick today because I've been on one pieces for so long.
Yeah, I have one, and I haven't even bothered to tape it up. I bought it because it was like $20, and I was like, eh, I like having a wooden stick in my repertoire. But yeah, I used one, I think, early in college. I played with it in some senior league.
Okay.
No, I'd play roller with a wooden stick.
Yeah.
And it is a big difference.
I mean, the Sherwood Featherlights were like $50. And, I mean, talk about a really nice piece of wood, I'll be honest. They were great sticks. And I remember that when I was a kid, that was the shit. Like, the Sherwood Featherlight. Fuck me. I mean, the Paul Coffey Curve, baby. Yeah. It was a banana. And, I mean, I just, you know, it's a piece of wood. It's literally a piece of wood. Now my stick weighs, like, 100 grams. And when I shoot it, it flexes in, like, the exact same point every single time. And the kick point's all low, and like, I mean, a one piece literally probably doubles my shot speed. My shot speed. So, you know, 20 miles an hour to 40.
Yeah. 20 is actually the word I was going to say, or the number. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think if I picked up a wooden stick and started shooting, it would be a noticeable drop. And that is something that should definitely be factored in when you talk about player skill.
Yeah, and stick handling, man. Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just slower in general. So this is why, I mean, all of these contributing factors are why. You know, put Gretzky in today's gear, and I mean, let's talk about the skates. He started when they were just leather. The boot was leather, just stiff leather. Now they're using fucking, like, carbon fiber, bulletproof, graphite, plastic, all sorts of things that make the skate boot 3-4 times more stiff and 5-10 times more light. And heat moldable and all this shit, man. I mean, the skates are like next level now compared to what he started playing in. He used to have those white Nikes that Fedorov had. You remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those things weighed like 100 pounds. And they were decent skates, but there was like, I mean, they were heavy as hell. So, you know, and again, okay, put him in today's gear in his prime. I think he's still going to be good. Now, we talked about size of defensemen. Gretzky was 185 pounds and 6 foot. That's a very small hockey player for that era. I mean, 185. Polly, you and I both weigh more than 185, and we play beer league.
By a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, he was basically the equivalent to Martin St. Louis in today's NHL.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be small up until, I'd say, probably like 2011.
Right. Oh, yeah. And so, let's just take a quick look at his quote-unquote unbreakable records. Now, 10 Art Ross trophies. That's the NHL's leading point scorer, 10 times in his career. I'm not sure how many Ovechkin and Crosby have, but I think it's just a few. So 10. That's a lot. Most goals in a season, 92. That's 10 more goals than there are games. Wow. It's fucking madness. I mean, as much as we'd like to say Ovechkin could touch that, not a chance in hell. And again, all right, we'll adjust by era. That's fine. We'll give that up and just say because the goalies were shit. Most assists in a season, 163. That's fucking madness, man. I mean, 100 assists in a season would be bonkers in today's game.
Yeah, that's just under 2 assists a game.
Crazy. Like, the Oilers at this point were, like, blowing teams out, like, 10-1. Right? I mean, it's insane. Most professional goals in a career. So, he's got 1,072 total goals. But, obviously, 894 is what the regular season goal count is. Paulie, you learned that the hard way. That career goals means regular season in this context.
Yeah. Because other sports tally up everything.
Right. Exactly. So, even 894 is tough, but you add the playoffs in, and he's over 1,000. Madness. Most assists in a career. Okay, so if Gretzky never scored a single goal in his entire career, he would still have more points than the next highest guy, who is Jágr. So he's had 1,963 assists. Second on the list of total points is Jágr at 1,921.
Yeah, I mean, that's just dominance.
It's crazy. I mean, almost 2,000 assists. I get the assists, and, you know, I harp on this, that, look, assists are always easier to get in goals. They, you know, do whatever. I mean, there's 2 per goal given out at most. You know, I mean, this article that is on, that I'm reading from, by the THW Archives. The hockey writers are putting this one out, but they compare him to Hank Aaron.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and I mean, Hank Aaron had 3,000 hits, but only 755 home runs. Both incredibly ridiculous, but 3,000 hits is crazy. If you took away all of his goals, he'd still have more points than the next goals and points combined person who's Jágr. Nuts. Hart trophies, which is the MVP, right? 9. Someone might get that. McDavid, you know, Crosby, Ovechkin, they might get that. But no, still, I don't think it's even close. It's still not that close. Like, that's who we're comparing it to, and no. Maybe McDavid or would get that, but yeah. That's really only because he's on a shit-fuck team.
Yeah.
You know, during this time, when Gretzky was in his prime, he was winning cup after cup after cup with Edmonton. So, let's keep that in perspective. Most career points, again, 2,008, almost 3,000 points, 2,857 points.
That's just stupid.
Dude, he had like 200 point seasons. And in 82, he had more than 2 points a game in some seasons. Let that sink in. Like, I get it. Okay, I get that the fucking players were less skilled, had worse equipment, and the goalies sucked. Like, we've already covered this. But that just the pure numbers game here is off the charts. Okay? 3 consecutive, speaking of seasons, 3 consecutive 200-point seasons. What the fuck? Dude's insane. And like most stars, especially in the 80s and 90s, he had a very strong start, middle career, peak career, and then he fell off pretty good. there when he retired with the Rangers, but he was still the great one, right? He still had a very long career. Crazy, okay? Here's another absolute maddening stat. 51-game point streak. What's a good point streak in today's NHL?
I think people usually start getting excited when you're up to, like, 15, and I think the longest...
15 is, like, a lot. That's, yeah, like, when you're like, holy fuck.
The longest one I can remember is, I think, Patrick Kane was in the 20s.
Yeah.
That was, like, the big deal that I can remember.
And okay, fine. I'll give it to you. You're going to say that the NHL is two times better than it was. Okay, fine. But still, the fact that he did it, you know, and didn't just sit and say, well, you know, it's era-adjusted, clutching my pearls, right? Even though I probably sound like I'm the one clutching my old man pearls right now. That's crazy. 51, I mean, that's the majority of a season he had a point consecutively.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the number one most unbreakable record, 50 goals in 39 games. Not even the halfway point of the season, he has 50 goals.
Yeah, what were they excited about Austin Matthews? Was it because he scored 50 goals in 50 games?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, that just goes to show how amazing it was. I mean, 50 goals in 39 games. Think about yourself playing, you know, this is, you know, to the listeners.
Right.
Think about yourself playing beer league.
Right.
You play 39 games, and unless you're being a ringer dropping down, are you scoring 50 goals in 39 games?
I couldn't score 50 goals in 39 games playing against 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless you're some stud or at least one of those try-hard fuckheads in beer league, then you're not doing it either. I even if you're a ringer, you're not doing it. Okay, so that's just his career. And then let's just put some respect on Gretzky's name. He was part of a earth-shattering trade of like 10 players from the LA Kings to Edmonton, plus a bag of money. I think in that time they were like, oh yeah, and we'll give you like $1 million or something crazy like that. It was like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Gretzky goes to LA, and look at what that move has done for hockey, just in the history of the game, spreading it. I just got done with Ken Dryden's book, and he was talking about how the reason that the NHL suffers so much is because it's way too hyper-regionalized, right? Well, Gretzky moving, the greatest player in his prime years, moving to a relatively underdeveloped... No, a severely underdeveloped in relation to Edmonton and to the East Coast and to the North hockey market was like a nuclear bomb being set off, a nuclear hockey bomb being set off in California. And now there's three teams in California.
Yeah, kids who grew up in California make it to the NHL.
Fucking mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
So even if you're going to take Gretzky's on-ice accomplishments completely away, put some fucking respect on this guy's name for being a pioneer in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he should have a second Hall of Fame induction as a builder.
Just for
playing in L.A.
I mean, creating such a buzz around the West Coast, who's, you know, it's a sports-hungry market. And saying that, wow, the best hockey player is coming to L.A.? Wild, right? so, look, I mean, there's so many impactful things that Gretzky did. And if you want to discount his career and his goal scoring prowess, that's fine. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are doing it ironically. But if you really, truly think that Gretzky was going to be a fucking bum in today's league, I don't think that that's the case. I think that, you know, 18-year-old Gretzky, who, by the way, had to wait 5 years to win a cup with Edmonton, you know, I think that he would still be a top player in today's league. And, you know, factor in every condition that top players in today get. You know, it wouldn't be string bean Gretzky. He'd still be a slender guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking at Trevor Zegras, that guy's a little string bean as well. He would probably be an elite player that is undersized, and who I'm sure that the criticism for him would be he needs to bulk up. But then when they saw him on the ice, you know, being a true master of the craft, I think all that criticism would quickly melt away.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, he would be a Kuznetsov, a Crosby, a Kane.
Yeah.
One of those type of guys.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, man. So, put some respect on the great one's name, motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
You know what else needs some respect?
Tell me.
DraftKings. Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on the NFL action. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, a New Jersey and a PA or only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER and thank us later.
Thank us later.
All right. Well, you know what? Like I said, I just hope that just sheer numbers and the amount of points, doesn't matter what era you played in, if it had been done before, if it were able to be done when the forward pass in the 1900s, early 1900s wasn't a thing, it would have been done. If it had been able to be done in the 70s, it would have been done.
Yeah.
You know, if it were able to be done as Gretzky's contemporary when he played, it would have been done. It just hasn't. Not only did it not get done, he revolutionized the game in so many ways off the ice, but also, like, just piled on these fucking points. I mean, you talk about these once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-history of the sport players, and he really was that. So, okay, maybe he didn't. Maybe there was a book out on him eventually. But he still had a really long career, so I just can't get on the Gretzky hate train. Okay, yeah, was it easier to score in that era? Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but to get there was hard.
But to actually do that, right? I mean, you can sit there and postulate all you want, but until the rubber meets the road, you either nut up or shut up. All right, Polly. Well, I'm a little hungry after that rant.
All right, I got it for you. It's snack time. Polly Cupcakes. Is an Ovechkin trick possible? Do you remember those old Verizon commercials
where I had the shirt. I bought it from Russian Machine Never Breaks.
Yeah, so Ovechkin in those commercials. Well, before I talk about Ovechkin, they had a Flyers commercial where they went 82-0.
Yeah.
Their beards were all the way down to their chest because they weren't shaving because they were winning. And then the other one they did was the Ovechkin trick. He scored 9 goals in the game.
Right. And maybe if you were Wayne Gretzky, it would be possible.
Yeah. and even Wayne Gretzky didn't get that high. So, you know, Ovi's most he's ever had in a game is 4. And he's done that 4 times.
Wow. It's still ridiculous.
It is. And, you know, that's happened so far this season 4 times. It was done by Tyler Bertuzzi.
Before I had him on fantasy.
Yeah, when he was on my team. Patrice Bergeron, Brock Nelson, and Philip Forsberg.
Okay.
You know, that kind of seems, aside from Zibanejad, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, I had five against the Caps.
Aside from his five, it really seems like today four is kind of the ceiling. That, you know, Hattrick is kind of the, you know, the ultimate accomplishment in hockey still on a single game basis, and then if you can get past it, four really seems to be the limit.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest. If there's a reason that grown men are going to throw articles of clothing at you, it's got to be an accomplishment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so the most goals ever scored in a single game was seven.
Okay, who did that?
Joe Malone.
Wow.
On January 30th, 1920, playing for the Quebec Bulldogs.
1920. Fuck. They had just instituted the forward pass or something, right?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, to answer the initial question, I do not think Novich trick is possible. As much as that would be amazing because he's on his goal chase and carving out nine in one game would just be so productive and right. iconic. In addition to his seven dudes have scored six times, and 50 have scored five.
But only 50 in the history of the NHL.
Yeah.
Well, and Mika Zibanejad's one.
50 times.
Oh, 50 times.
Not 50 different people, because Gretzky was on the list a couple times.
Okay. So less than 50 people have ever scored five goals in one game.
Yeah.
Crazy. And Mika Zibanejad is the most recent, and that probably hasn't been done in a long time.
The
60s or something. I don't even know.
Well, no, Lemieux did it. He had five.
That's right.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
I think he scored, like, every way possible or something. Shorthanded, mm-hmm. power play, even strength, empty net.
Jesus. Else. On his ass, backhand, forehand.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, as Ovechkin continues to be amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think four is his ceiling, or do you think he could carve out one of these fivers?
Well, considering I nut like the hardest I've ever nutted, whenever he just scores one, and then just like black out when he has three, If he scored an Ovechkin, think about this. What would Caps Twitter do?
Break.
It would literally be the end of times. The ridiculous sexual energy on Caps Twitter for nine goals would create a black hole and the earth would be sucked into it sexually.
I think we'd see a lot of body parts on Twitter. People would be so caught up. Their enthusiasm would lead to lust.
Body parts that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
You know, shout out Noah. We don't want even know. And, you know, the Pizza Here boys. I don't even know. And, I mean, shit that you would be looking at and thinking, am I on a list now?
Yeah. Well, Twitter, as long as you're 18, I think, you know, you could post anything.
Yeah.
Per that one ridiculous video I sent you.
Dude, never again.
Yeah.
I don't even...
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
Yeah.
But,
what was that account again?
I forget, but we can
find research purposes? I'm just... So that I know never to go back.
It's something just, house.
No, okay, that's enough. Alright. Alright.
So, do you think Ovi has another four, possibly a five goal game in him?
I mean, dude, this season is just uncharted territory, right? I mean, who would have thought he would have had... He's got 40 points, 20 goals, 20 assists. He has more assists than he has in the past two seasons combined. He's generally like a max 30-35 assist guy, scoring like 40. I mean, there's a large discrepancy between his goals and his assists, and right now he's completely even. In the past, he's been even, but it's like after the first... You know, 30 games, he's got 10 goals, 10 assists, maybe. and then just goes off for goals. I mean, I want to see five. That would be awesome. I'd love to see him get a dual hat trick.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think it's possible. And, you know, you would think like, oh, he's going to do it against Ottawa. Or he's going to do it against like some shit bum team, the Habs, maybe. Sans Carey Price. But at the same time, you got to think like, no, it's Ovechkin. He's going to do it against like the Penguins. And then I'm just going to have a fucking field day on Twitter.
That'd be beautiful.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to stop me.
No one could.
It would be.
You'd be Super Saiyan. Or
Saiyan.
Saiyan. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say I'd go Super Saiyan. Yeah. And, yeah. So, Super Saiyan God mode.
That's where I got tripped up.
There. Yeah. But realistically, in today's NHL, you know, Gretzky would have never scored five. But in today's NHL, I don't know. I don't think the teams are just too fucking good, man. I mean, we haven't really been on this train for a long time, but the NHL is bar none the most competitive league in the world. I'll just say it. You know, and that's probably a lot of ignorance on my part in the sense of like soccer, because I don't know, there's so many different leagues and what is the most competitive league or whatever. But as far as like being a major, it's far and away the most competitive major league sport in America.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know. Man, five goals.
I think
if anybody's going to do it, it's him, right?
Yeah, or Zibanejad.
Yeah, or Zinny. Right?
I think for Ovechkin to get five in a game, it would have to be a competitive game where he scores four goals and then gets an empty netter.
Yeah. If it is five, yeah.
It would have to be a close enough game that he's going to get an empty net.
Right. How dare you discredit our king?
I'm not discrediting him. Just being logical.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's... I just want to say, yeah, like he's going to do it this season.
I would love it.
You know, fuck it, he's going to do it this season.
All right. That would really help cut down that, what is he, 16 behind Jágr right now?
Yeah.
So.
Doing one game. Here's the thing. You see that, you see five goals from Ovechkin. You know he's not going to score for the next 10 games.
Yeah, true.
Right? Like, you're just like, fuck. I feel like it. I don't know. It'd be insane if he kept going, but.
Yeah. I'd be happy with a couple more back-to-back hat tricks. Like, he's. Like, what did he have? Yeah. Was it.
It was first two games, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah. I think he had, like, three hat tricks that season.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that would be the best thing to, I guess, hope for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Five hat tricks before the All-Star break. That'd be nice.
That'd be cool. Two in one game.
Yeah.
He's got, what, one hat trick this season?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Let me pitch to you this way. If it's not Ovechkin, who is the second and third candidate? I mean, I've got to say McDavid and Draisaitl, right?
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe
Troy Terry.
Yeah, Troy Terry. Maybe Rantanen.
Yeah.
Getting those MacKinnon feeds.
So that's that. Rantanen's a guy that it's feast or famine for him. When he gets hot, he's unstoppable. But when he shits, he's invisible.
Yeah.
And you run that risk just by having a guy who can score in piles that way, right? I'm sure coaches are probably trying to get consistency in that guy's game, but, you know, just from being, just in my experience with hockey, sometimes it just doesn't fucking happen that way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. little mental masturbation there for you. Did you want to show all of the people who are in the stream your new tattoo?
Sure.
Shout out Chad Fullerton. It's a solid, solid tat. Oh, he's getting up to the screen.
See you
Ooh,
there. Yeah. Good?
Yeah. So why don't you describe
what this
All right, so Caps fans, for you who are tuning in via our native native medium, which is the podcast, Paulie got a new tattoo, and he's going to tell you about it.
Yeah, so it's a leprechaun riding a unicorn.
Now, wait.
Hold on.
Caps fans, are you laughing yet? Because does that not sound like the fruitiest tattoo ever? Like,
listen, it is not Lucky Charms riding My Little Pony.
Like Disney. Just think about Disney, and that's what's on his arm. He walked into the tattoo shop, and he's like, "Hey, boys, I'd like a, I'd like a leprechaun riding a unicorn."
So it's also the leprechaun's holding Excalibur and a shield that has my family crest on it, and so basically, it's just an ode to my heritage and their mythology. So the Excalibur is English, the leprechaun is Irish, and the unicorn is Scottish, which to this day is still the national animal.
Of Scotland.
Yep.
Yeah. A fake animal.
Yeah.
For a questionably fake country.
I'll be posting it on my... Well, yeah, I mean, there, when it comes to Scotland, there is a lot... Well, I guess some debate there, huh?
Yeah.
Another failed referendum.
Right. Well, listen, here at Capstrip, we acknowledge the sanctity of Scotland as a country, so.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
I was forced to.
If you're just listening and aren't watching, I'll probably be posting it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So.
It does not look as, soft as it sounds. It actually looks, it's pretty hard looking, and I think Chad did a really good job.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm impressed with it, and I should be, because I like pushed you really hard to go with Chad.
He was your recommendation, so yeah. You know, the onus was on you,
but also you're taking a recommendation from a guy who has absolutely zero tattoos.
Yeah,
so
yeah, real calculated on my part.
Hey, no. You know what?
Luckily, I did a little research myself and saw his good work.
Right.
In addition to your recommendation.
Exactly. And you know, you don't put a decal on a Ferrari, my guy.
Well, I'm a Hummer, trucking through the mud. So slap that magnet on there, baby. Caps. We got a fan of your ponytail.
Oh yeah. Who is it? Let me guess. Oh, yeah. Speaking of... thanks, Kayla. Speaking of ponies, nice ponytail. Yeah, I'm rocking the ponytail today. I finally took a shower. You know, working from home, man, just don't take showers, bro.
Yeah.
Save the water.
Yeah.
Just marinate also, in your own funk.
Yeah, I find myself only brushing my teeth before bed.
Okay, that's dirtball. You're a dirtball for that. That's fucking disgusting, Molly. how dare you cross that line?
I've gotten a little better since my wife started working from home as well.
Yeah, man, you gotta brush your teeth in the morning, dude. How do you get that shit taste out of your mouth?
I eat.
That does do that. You're right. And then you probably like chase it with some coffee.
Yeah.
See, that's what I do.
It would have just negated it anyway.
Oh, dude, here's what I do. I fucking wake up a half hour before my my daily meeting, and I brush my teeth, and then 10 minutes later, I'm chugging coffee, and then I sit down for my meeting like half awake. So I mean, but it's not about that. It's about like getting all of the germs out that were marinating there throughout the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
You don't be a dirtbag, Paulie.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough I already put it out there.
Yeah, for the world, for all three of our listeners to hear.
Yeah, I'll definitely be changing my habits just out of shame.
All right, man. Well, I think this is a good epi. Thanks for tuning in to us, Caps fans, to listen to us kind of rant and rave about nonsensical things. You'll be able to listen to this almost every Thursday, unless we have interviews. Generally, we'll have an interview. If you've made it this far into the episode, again, thanks a lot. If you would, rate our podcast wherever you're listening. 5 stars only.
5 stars only.
And until Monday, Hockey Troll, Poly Cupcakes, signing off.
Bye.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Poly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Poly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, at HockeyPodNet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.